This episode is sponsored by Schwann's.com. What are you having for dinner tonight? Good question. Schwann's Home Delivery has a solution for you. Stock up your freezer with high-quality frozen foods like premium meats and sides, delicious ready-made meals, ice cream, and more. No subscriptions, no memberships, just a friendly yellow truck that's been delivering food for almost 70 years. Listeners of this show get a special deal. Get 20% off your first order with code YUM20. Check out schwanz.com/yum for details.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1130. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I'm not feeling my best today as I'm recording this introduction. And at the same time, I want to continue my ability to do 7-day-a-week shows for you. So I'm pushing through, and I hope you find it helpful. This one is one that deals with applicant tracking systems. I'm not a fan of applying that way, but if you must, here's the way to do it. Now, with that, let's get going. I'm not a big fan of applying for jobs through the applicant tracking systems, but sometimes you folks insist on doing it, so I want to give you some advice. If you're foolish enough to ignore my other advice and do it anyway. So if you have to apply, if you choose to apply for a job through an applicant tracking system, don't do these things. I want to repeat, don't do these things. First of all, don't send a PDF. The reason is applicant tracking systems don't have a standard way of deciphering a PDF. So what they tend to do is try to extract information from the document and provide a summary that's the basis for how you get who they choose to interview. So with PDFs being an atypical format for most systems, they're going to be making mistakes. And when they make mistakes, you get rejected. So number one, don't use a PDF. Number two, no tables, no graphics. Again, there are issues with how atypical graphics tables get processed. It hurts, and thus you get rejected. Send as long a resume as you like at this point, but recognize that what you did back in the Stone Ages doesn't matter to most employers. Yes, the data may be there, but even if you get in front of the person, you're going to get rejected based upon this being old information. So if you have to go more thorough, and that's the key word, not longer, thorough, do it, but recognize the older the information is, the less attractive it is to an employer. I'm told that the way you label your professional experience is to call it work experience, that systems like that language because it's like a key to them as to what to look for. Professional experience, not the language it wants. Work experience is the language it wants. And lastly, this is a formatting thing for these systems. I just want to make sure, so I'm going to read it off a screen. The way you format it is you start with employer name, your title, and date. So not the other way around. You don't start with your title and date off to the side and then employer name underneath it. You want to start off with employer name because the system is looking for that, and then your title, and then date. And the system can extract that very easily. So if you have to, that's the way you do it. And if you still insist on doing it your way, I'll simply say you're making a big mistake. I also have another video that I did about applicant tracking systems that gives you great formatting for how to make it easy for these systems, and I think really defeat the ATS by making your real experience clear. So look for that video on YouTube or on my website. I think you'll find it very helpful. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.